A Japanese-owned firm called Tennessee Shell Company has paid the first installment of the million-dollar fine. The company pleaded guilty to illegally harvesting freshwater mussels in Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia. The company places mussel shell material in oysters to grow cultured pearls. Chuck Traxler is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says the money from the fine won't just go into the agency's general account.
The entire amount will be used for mussel research. This is unique in that these funds are going to be used to help the species that was damaged.
Besides being over-harvested, native mussel populations have declined because of poor water quality and because of invasive species such as the zebra mussel. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.